Blog Talk Radio.
There are locks on the doors, chain stretched across all the entries to the inside. There's a gate and a fence, bars to protect from only God knows what lurks outside. Who stole your heart, left you with a space that no one and nothing can fill? Who stole your heart, who took it away, knowing that without it you can't live? Who took away the part so essential to the whole? Left you a hollow body, skin and bone. What a robber, what thief. Who stole your heart and the key? Who stole your heart, the smile from your face, the innocence, the light from your eyes? Who stole your heart, or did you give it away? Who took away the part so essential to the whole? Left you a hollow body, skin and bone. What a robber, what thief. Who stole your heart and the key? Now our sentiment is gone. Now you have no trust in no one. Who stole your heart? Did you know but forget the method and moment in time? Was it a trickster using mirrors and sleight of hand? A strong elixir or a potion that you drank? Hurt your heart, bruise it in a place no one and nothing can heal. You've gone to wizards, princes, and magic men. You've gone to witches, good, the bad, the indifferent. But still our sentiment is gone. But still you have no trust in no one. You can tear down the walls, throw your armor away, remove all roadblocks, barricades. You can forget there are bandits, dragons to slay. Don't forget that you defend an empty space. but he thought he laughed. Remember the tin man. Go find your heart and take it back. Who stole your heart? Maybe no one can say. One day you will find it, I pray.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep family. Welcome, welcome back to Oracles Read by Omiika 7 and Tribe. Yes, we have been off the air for a while, but we were anxiously waiting to hear from you. So we'd like to invite you to tune in to our radio station this evening, and you might be able to join us this evening if you are out there and would like to call in. Please do call in at our scheduled time here at 10:30 on the Carrie Read Room. You've got your Omiika 7. I am your advocate. I'm here to serve you. I am your Maliwa. I'm your mother, too. And I am your vindicator to get you to return back to your ultimate religion, your way of life. Getting you to return back to Ifa is what my job has been identified here on these lines. And I want to be about my business and about my calling. That's why I thought I'd get back on the horn to remind you. I am here to remind you to return back to Ifa. Ifa is not a religion, nor is it a philosophy, but it is a way of life. Ifa is eternal light, enlightenment, and understanding. Ifa helps us to obtain our highest potential, and that is what I want us to be seeking, to become a devotee. A devotee that will work towards unraveling the mysteries of our own lifestyles, helping to put our lives back together. Reciprocal means to return. It's a phrase that comes from mathematics, reciprocal, looking at the opposites, returning, representing the light, and the other represents the darkness. Reciprocal means to go back, or to go to return. Inverse is its opposite, and that means to go back. Every 19 years, the lunar calendar shrinks and goes back, and it shifts. And each and every one of us were born at a time when there was a star, and that star followed us continually throughout our lives. So we're on that lunar calendar. And once the lunar calendar changes and the stars change, we all shift. We are star people. We have got to go back and return. And following that reciprocal, it's very important that you understand that. We are symbolic. And symbolic meaning we offer divinations, sacrifices. And we do these eyeballs so that we can get back on track. Just as we know that our eldest brother Jesus made a sacrifice by getting on a cross. Remember, these are sacrificial things in Christianity too. He got on the cross and he sacrificed. He didn't know sin, but he took up sin, all of our sin, and any sin that could have been begotten, and he took that sin on. That was a sacrifice he made. Don't think that it's strange that African spirituality religion believes in eyeballs, divinations, and sacrifices. Yes, you must make a sacrifice to get evil off your back and to let up off you for a spell or a moment. You must remember that evil exists in duality with good. Whenever you speak of good, evil is present there at all times. So you must lift evil up off you by making a sacrifice. Now, let's talk about why we're egging you on to return back to your traditional African religion. I don't want to use the word religion. I want to say a way of life. Because as I told you, Ifa is not a philosophy, nor is it a religion. It is a way of life. And Ifa will mend our broken hearts. It will lift us out of this state and cause us to go to our own communities, find solutions for the problems that exist only in our particular neighborhood that we can only solve. We've got to come to the conclusion that we gave the world reasoning. If we gave the world reasoning and a solution to solve all their problems, why is it that we are in a dire stretch for solving our own problems? We have fallen away from who we used to be. We have followed false idols and false idolatry, worshiping somebody else's white statue of a Jesus. We ought to know better now that whatever God we create must be in our own image. How can we really tell our children to look upon Jesus' white face and believe that Jesus will vindicate us and that he works for us? Jesus told us who he came for. Now, in the African religion, Oromola represents a black Jesus. Once you get the real creation story of Africans, you'll understand that Christianity is only but a borrowed story. That's right. The Immaculate Conception all the way down to Mary was a borrowed story off the walls of Egypt. It all started with Egyptians going to the south, and most of the southerners were from Nigeria, and all of the religions started in Africa. There were no known religions that were created outside of Africa. Let's not get it twisted. Let's get it clear that we need a way of a lifestyle now. We don't need to be searching, trying to find the best church to go to. We are the living temple. We're the living Episcopal. The church resides in us. You know that very word you say at the end of your prayer? Amen. Amen, Ra. It was a stolen concept as well. Amen, Ra was the hidden one, the unseen one, the sun god. Amen, Ra was the first Egyptian word that was used in a traditional Christian prayer. It was stolen. It was placated. It was borrowed. So why can't we see that? Ladies and gentlemen, it is not a sin to say that you are a god. The gods that came here on this earth initially, we thought we were serving. But you must understand that God has made you a god. You may not be the god of the creation, but you are one of the gods. You are all God's creation, and you were called here to be gods, and the gods were to serve you. You must understand that is idolatry worshiping, to worship anything that doesn't look like yourself. And it's very vital that we should move back towards African religion for the benefit of us gaining knowledge of our own powerful energy, outstanding religion that Caucasians, Jewish people, Christian people all over the world have sought after Ifa. Yes, there are some Baba Laws and priestesses that proclaim to be white Baba Laws and want the power, so they have crossed over to worship our ancestors. This is an ancestral worshiping type of thing. How can you practice this faith without worshiping our ancestors? And if you don't know our ancestors, how can they acknowledge you and give you the power that you need? I find that very puzzling. For someone of a different race to try to draw up from a religion something that he didn't deposit. It's very vital that we should understand in this day and time when we got everything going haywire, from our political system to our judicial system to the police departments have gone haywire. Nobody is acting within their character. Black folks have always had a way of life. We had mother wit and the way that we did certain things. We have fallen so far away from that, people. We must get back to that. We must return like the Sankofa bird, return, reciprocal, return back to what we know is a part of our heritage. You cannot have a religion unless it is born out of your heritage. All religions are born out of your heritage. You cannot create Christianity for yourself that your slave master used against you in order to maintain and sustain you within slavery. You must come away from that and look at what preceded it. What was there before you came off the good ship, Jesus? What was there before you landed over here into slavery? What were you murmuring in your voice, in your gut? Meji, oh, Meji B, oh, Meji. Or were you murmuring Lukumin, which is another form of African religion, or Santeria that the Hispanics use as a form of African religion? We had our own religion, ladies and gentlemen. There's no sense in recreating the wheel. When you had your own way of life, the Yoruba people have a way of life that they gather their cattle, how they initiate their young men and their women, how they preserve their water supply. They had a way of life. They didn't have to guess. And things fell together, not apart. Here lately, things are falling apart in the African community, African Americans community. It's falling apart in our community because we're not following the way of life. We've come away. We must reciprocate and return and go back to our way of lifestyle. I am a home ec teacher. I believe in laying a foundation for the family, for the way of life that you make your purchases, that you make your plans for your year's supply of food, for living. I believe all these things are necessary because they're a way of life. What is your way of lifestyle? Is it chaos, confusion, uncertainty? Are you following after your own slave master's message and direction? Are you keeping yourself in slavery and you don't know it? Then return, reciprocate, and go back to your religion of Ifa. Ifa will mend your broken heart. Ifa will give you a way of lifestyle. Ifa is the one that will hear the mother's cry and heal that sick, sick soul. It's very important that you should understand that there is Kemetic teaching, just like there is Ifa teaching. One teaches on a Kemetic basis of the Egyptian and the other on the southerners of Africa. However, if you get one, you can get the other. They're almost reciprocal of each other. However, as we look at that term reciprocal, meaning light or darkness, we must understand it is telling us to turn and go back to that which we already had. Why are so many people going to all these church services, trying to get the Holy Ghost, trying to get inspired by God, when in fact the mountain came from the Africans, the Holy Ghost came from the Africans? In order for you to be able to hear from God and get the Holy Ghost, you will become mounted by God's representative devotees, which could be one of the rishis that represent the seven, or representing the devotees, which are also the orishas that have a characteristic. No, we do not believe in many gods. We believe in one God, and that's Oladulama Re. Oromala was his assistant. Was his assistant represented like Jesus? Jesus was not God, and God was not Jesus. Jesus was a representative of God. We've got to get that straight. How many times can you go crazy believing that the same person got off the cross and came down here to be his son? That is hideous. What sense does that make? Why did Jesus need to get off the cross to come down here to be God when God can put his spirit in all things? He didn't need Jesus to be his representative in that manner. But he needed him to set an example of what he could be as a perfect man. He took on sin. He wasn't born with sin. He took on sin. But you must understand another thing. As we go on through these years trying to figure out what can we do to help our black suffering community, we have got to understand that before Judaism, before Christianity or Islam, there was African spirituality. Religion is a way of life, not just a religion. And it is the way you know yourself. And that's why it's printed on the wall over in Egypt, know thyself. Once you know yourself, you know what you're capable of doing. You know what your limitations are. Ye are God, little children, and ye have overcome them, and ye are the gods. Now, the Ankh is a powerful, powerful symbol. And some people talk about the cross, but they don't know the cross was replicated after the Ankh. The Egyptian Ankh is a powerful symbol of the Kemetic spiritual sciences. And we have to understand it represents mother, father, and son, not some Holy Ghost who we don't have a character for and we slip in as a place of taking a woman out. We were looking at a very racist religion when it came to women. There was no place for the women, so they took the women out of everything, but not an African religion. We believe that the woman carries a very, very special place within the triad of the Trinity. Heru, Isis, and Horus is what the Egyptians believed. And that was a borrowed story as well. That's right. It was a borrowed story in the Christian faith, and they slipped the Holy Ghost in the place of Isis because they didn't want a woman there. Now, how would you women who are heading up the churches wearing all the hats feel, found out that you were worshiping in a Christian faith that was very racist against women? Would you go on to serve that establishment, or would you boycott it and start to seek your own traditional religion? Reciprocate, turn, and go back to your original religion, which is Ifa. Ifa will mend your broken heart. But you must reciprocate first. It's very vital that we should understand these things, that we had religion before Christianity ever came on the scene. Christianity is a newcomer. It's a baby, okay? It's a baby. And we must know that we're under a spell. Ifa will mend our broken heart. That knowledge will break the spell of ignorance. We need knowledge to break the spell of ignorance. We've been under a spell, and we've been under for such a long time that we cannot seem to find our way out. We need enlightenment and understanding. Ifa would help us to obtain the highest potential that we can achieve. With Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct is what it represents. I'm doing these segments of teachings for my son. Now that they're coming into consciousness, they're seeking out and wanting to know, what is Ifa? What are you involved in? How are you a priestess in this faith? How did you get your knowledge? They're asking questions. So I'm presenting and preparing these classes so that they will have access to understand how to carry the legend and the lineage on and perpetuate what I have started. I was very fortunate to get called by a high chief to sit at his feet before he transpired, to get the knowledge I need to reciprocate and help to return my African family back to its source. I was so fortunate that I was obedient even after graduating theology school and getting a tradition in Westerners teaching. I went back and reciprocated the African teaching so that I would have a better understanding of my culture, my heritage, and I'll know how to draw the path that I need for my way of life through Ifa's teaching. Ifa is something that you will find divination is in order. It's very important to understand that sacrifices is definitely called for. Whenever you speak of evil, you ordinarily have spoken of good. Evil and good exist in duality. There is no devil in this faith. So don't go perpetuating someone that will be greater than the source. That God will not create a foe against himself. So what will make you think that God will take one of the angels from heaven to make it a foe against himself? Look at how many other foes could come against God. Why would God be so ignorant to do that? He would not. He created good and evil and existing at the same time. Your flesh will rise up and become evil. What you're fighting against is your flesh. There is no wicked foe out there against you. It is your flesh that has enmity with the spirit. And this flesh will continue to rise up against the spirit. But you must beat the old man down and bring the old man up under your feet. You must understand that evil exists at all times with good. So we, as practitioners, will ask the evil to lift up off the devotee and to give them a break and a relief. But we must satisfy the evil for a short time by patronizing the evil to release himself off the devotee. And during that time, we must give an evil in exchange for that evil and wicked bearing down on that devotee. We must offer an abal, a sacrifice, and you will hear these terms in Ifa. Because we are diviners, we give a divination through our ekings that has a mouth that speaks and tells us what the problem is. When someone comes to us for a problem that they need resolving, the ekings speak with the mouth to tell us one of the poetries or the poems that actually fits that situation. And after we give a solution for that person's problem, that devotee's problem, that problem must also be sealed with an OB, and it must be sealed with the sacrifice. It's very vital that you understand that there's divination being done in other Christian faiths too. We are not demonic. We're not fetish. Because we're not voodoo. Voodoo is not the same thing as Ifa. They practice in a different way. However, you must understand that you're not going to get away with letting somebody off the hook who has pressure on them as a devotee without giving a sacrifice. Sacrifice is required. And it is required to give sacrifice. These are just some of the things that you're going to be learning throughout the course of these courses. I have offered these courses once before under the comedic basis as well as teaching under some of the methods of Spa. But we will tell you this much. You must get into these classes. You must enroll, whether they be free or for monetary gain, and you must learn all that you can because time is short now. And most of this information won't always be available to you. But because you're just waking up from an anesthesis and you've been asleep for over 400 years, I want to offer these courses to you. And I'd like to encourage you to come once a week to hear the institution that we are bringing forth, Lilly Institution for Exceptional Education in African Religion, Ifa. Now, we have an institute online that you can go out and visit, www.Lilly Institute for Exceptional Education in Ifa. So go out and check out our website. We also have one under www.montuenterprises.com. You can go and check those websites, and we're going to add more to the websites under the Ifa store. And we have an Ifa house where you can buy Ifa tools that you need for your divining and for your practitioner services. We are practitioners, and we have to understand we're not just ministers. Practitioners go through herbology classes. We go through naturopathic medicine. We go through communication training. So there's a wealth of training that we're giving and that we're going to be able to offer back to the community. Those who follow us will be able to ascertain this training for free. Now, many times I found that because I'm on a station at a certain time, very few people are able to come in when I'm live on the air, but they come back on demand. I'd like to have you involved in my classes when I'm live, so I'm going to change a few things to make it possible for you to be on live to interact and to ask questions and have Q&A. It's very vital that you know that I am a priestess. I do go by professor because that is where I graduated out of that particular educational line. However, I am priestess who was initiated by Chief Metahochi, self-initiated by Chief Metahochi, spending 5 years of training with Chief Metahochi, Ali and Wali. And I will possibly go into some of the previous trainings I had and bring them back on demand. It's very vital that you should get the basic things like the name of Oladulamare, the names of the three gods, and the name of the god that sits on your head, Ori. I've taught these things over time, and some of you have found it necessary to go out and get these training. We're going to talk on Eleke beads and the benefit of Eleke beads and who are the people that wear the Eleke beads and where does the house beads come from. Can you acquire house beads without being an ordained priestess? And can you utilize these beads without them being consecrated? It's very important that you should understand that there is a few Caucasian people who are enlightened by this teaching. But one thing I believe, that there is a limitation for them contacting ancestors because they would not know our ancestors, and our ancestors would not hear them, and nor could they get response from them. But they are appealing to the Orishas, and they're teaching from the perspective of the Orishas. I have nothing against them. They're teaching things that they might have a working knowledge of, but until they have a working knowledge in a community of African Americans, it's hard to say that they have a good handle of giving the divination, because you must have some mother whip to understand how divinations work. And you cannot just go calling out poetry without understanding what goes on in that community or into that particular devotee's life as an African. So it's very, very vital that we should understand that there are people out there trying to replicate us and they're trying to steal our gifts. These are gifts that we've been left with. And we've got the power. We've got the juice now. We cannot sit up in these prisons and be afraid. We have the juice. We cannot sit up in these schoolhouses and be afraid when we have the power and we have the ability to call things that be not as though they were. We must remember that the Almighty left us with the gifts and the power, and we must be able to practice and be a practitioner of our gifts and not look down on it and frown up against it and say that it is High John the Conqueror, say that it's fetish. We must look at it with the understanding it's a part of our lifestyle. And before we can advance ourselves in our own community, we must become practitioners again and use it as powerful weapons for healing the sick, uplifting the blind eyes and the deaf ears, and bringing back the dead. Because these powerful weapons and practitioner tools that we were given are given to us to help us to heal those sick bodies. Ifa will heal and mend the brokenhearted all over the world. And it's a gift where people learn to become healers and practitioners of healing. It's not one that we can say that we practice without having the gift of healing, because what goes with Ifa practitioners is they must have the gift of healing, and they must have the gift to go out and find a sick soul and lift them back up to a state of enlightenment. We are here to enlighten people, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to concentrate on those young black men right now, and I'm calling all young black men to this pulpit so they can become initiated and get the right hand of Ifa, and the people that I know that can come here on this line with me to help initiate. We need to initiate as many brothers as we can to get them upright and lifted so they can carry on this process of teaching and elevating those who would like to know more about Ifa. Ifa, say it with me, Ifa Ashe. Ifa Ashe. Ifa Mejibi, Isha Ifa. Ifa Goji B, we say Ifa because Ifa is the name of the practice in the religion. But we know that Amun-Ra was the first word that was put behind the prayer. Amun-Ra, which comes from Archimedic teaching. And that is a stolen version used with the Christian. Christians, you have got to come clean now. Yes, you might be out there doing your thing now, but you were not the first on the scene. You've stolen quite a bit of the information and utilized it in the Bible that came from the Egyptian teaching. Brother Ron Neffer has written two great books that you all should have a copy of in your Kosic records, and that's the Kemetic Book 1 and the Kemetic Book 2. Very vital for you to have. The Book of Divination you must get. The divination books that come out of Nigeria. There's a brother that puts out books on divination. You must have a book of divination. And ladies and gentlemen, we cannot teach everything in one session. And we do plan to spread this teaching out over the course of the year. So please continue to join with me. I will be coming on Mondays now at 10 o'clock. You can reach us on the air and follow us for a while. We've been a little difficult to keep up with because I'm in the process of transitioning and moving my studio to another location. But bear with me as I practice this religion. You too can learn how to become a priestess or a babalaw or a priestess. And I understand that there's a lot of young brothers that would like to wear the Ileke beads, but you must learn to have Iwatelu, good character and good conduct. Because these are the initiating tools that you must gain in order to wear and bear the Ileke beads. So I bid you well, but not farewell, because we will talk again on Monday morning, on Monday evening at 10:30 p.m. Please follow me on these stations. I look forward to hearing from you. Next time, you can call into the radio station to make your request known. I thank you so much for listening to the sound of my voice, and we will grow together in grace as we get an understanding of how to transition out of Christianity into Ifa, the way of life for the Africans. I, too, was a Christian minister. I, too, have a history of being an evangelist and saw the reason for me to transition into Ifa teaching. That is a long story, and it calls for another presentation that I may give at a later time, my testimony of how I transitioned from Christianity to Ifa religion. So stay tuned and listen in, and we say Baba Booey to you, y'all, and Odabo. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to also remind you that those of you who would like to go to those websites, please go to those websites, and we're going to have tools on there for practitioners in the future so that there will be a store that you can go to purchase those things you need for your practitioner's procedure. And we'd like to say to those who are out there in the community, it is time to start teaching and leaving our legacies behind for our young brothers and sisters so we can help to initiate them into priesthood and priestesshood. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. We're still on the air, and for the benefit of those who might be just joining us at the end of the top of the hour, you've been listening to Priestess Omiyinka Zanu. I am the godchild of Chief Metohochi Zanu, so I have his last name, Zanu. I spent over 5 years with him in studying, sitting at his feet, gaining knowledge about Ifa religion and how to become a practitioner. The training that he gave was in self-initiation while I received my Eleke beads from him, and also Adi Emi, who was also the assistant teaching there in Milwaukee. I like to give high praises to both of them and for their teaching. And we have another brother that I will probably mention next time that was also one of our inspiring teachers. And most of the people that came out of Milwaukee who practiced with Sigmund Ahochi were able to do quite a bit of things for communities and helping communities to get on their feet and establish their house. And we'll talk more about that in the future, but we definitely want you to get hooked in to the new courses that we're offering. Some of you can go back and view my old courses that I had online through Care to Read, and they were courses focusing in on understanding how to become an initiate. So we thank you so much for incorporating your time into our time, and maybe you'll come and become a student and sit on Monday nights at 10:30 p.m. in the evening. And we're establishing our time back again, so you will be able to meet us on Monday nights on a regular basis. Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we will have other speakers coming in to speak to you from a perspective of African faith and understanding why it's necessary to return ourselves and reciprocate and go back to our African faith and religion, such as Ifa. Some of you may not practice Ifa. You may practice Lukumin. You may practice Kemetic. You may practice in another African faith. But you must understand that this is where we should be, and not practicing idolatry worshiping by looking at other false gods who have no meaning to us. So it's very vital that you should catch on to understanding that most of our speakers, like Dr. Uma Johnson, who speaks of the African faith and speak of the African teaching, he is urging each and every one of us to go back and reciprocate our own natural religion. And I wouldn't say religion, but a way of life. This is a lifestyle. It's a way of life that we become enlightened and that we use on a daily basis. And we need this. Our communities are struggling. They're suffering. They're suffering in the arena of the police department, miscommunication. They're suffering in the judicial system. And they're suffering in the institutions of the school. So we need an enlightenment so we can be that source that will enlighten others out there who are in darkness. We must be like a light set up on a hill in a time of trouble. We must shine and stand out. We cannot be the ones who are always looking for and reciprocating the service. We should be giving the service. We were the one that brought reasoning. So we have got to use reasoning on our own communities and rebuild our communities from the ground up by ourselves and for ourselves. We'd like to thank those who actually support this room, all my over 100 followers. We'd like to thank you and the speakers out there, my 3,000 followers. We'd like to say come on board with the blog talk and enroll in one of the classes and come in for free, because this time is free. This hour is given to you free, and you're welcome to come and be a part of it. And we'd like to say to our shoe talk to also come in and be a part, talk shoe, and be a part of our listening audience as well. So we're going to get off this air now. Our time is done here, and we are going to exit out now by saying, oh, double, and baba boy to you all.